You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024. You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
Hi, I'm Kristen McGlory, lifelong genius hunter. For a decade, I've been unearthing the recipes that have changed the way we cook. Now on the Genius Recipe Tapes, we go behind the scenes with the geniuses themselves.
This week, Food 52's director of content, Brenda Iyer, makes the best potato salad ever from Chef Monifa Dio in Bryant Terry's most recent cookbook, Black Food. I hope you love it.
Hi, I'm Brenda, the content director at Food 52, and I am this week's guest host for Genius Recipes, covering for Kristen when she is away on sabbatical. Today, I'm going to be making a dish that usually I don't really like. I'm going to be honest with you, not a huge potato salad person, but then I found this recipe and it changed the game for me. The recipe is by Monifa Dio. It is in a book called Black Food that is curated and edited by Bryant Terry. It's a really wonderful collection of recipes from the Black and African diaspora. Other than the fact that this recipe convinced a former potato salad hater to love it, I really am obsessed with this book because of the sheer diversity of recipes. There's recipes from all corners of the globe, essentially. The really wonderful stories behind them, the variety of creators, and you know, the celebration of creators in the book. I am just quartering a bunch of Yukon Gold potatoes. They are a super creamy and waxy type of potato, so they'll hold their shape but also be really buttery and delicious. And just cutting them into big chunks. You don't have to be too precious about it. You just want them all about the same size, so they cook evenly. All right, so now that we are all chopped, I'm just going to put them in a pot of water. And you'll notice that the water is not boiling yet, nor is the heat even turned on. That's because I want to get all of the potatoes in the pool here and mix together the salt into the water so that everything is very evenly flavored and evenly cooking. So just getting all of the potatoes in here with my handy 5-2 bench scraper, which is good for more than just pastry. I mean, you're supposed to put like a tablespoon and a half or so, but I just am gonna salt to my desire, which is a lot of salt. Because these potatoes, there's a lot of them, and you want it to be seasoned really, really well. So just gonna stir. You wanna use kind of your biggest pot for this so that the potatoes really have a lot of room to, you know, bubble and do their thing. And then we're gonna turn the heat on and bring it up to a boil and let them cook. All right, so now I'm going to quick pickle some shallots for the potato salad. And you just need a couple of shallots, some salt, and some apple cider vinegar. I'm gonna cut these into a fairly fine dice so you don't get big chunks of shallot in the potato salad. And the cool part about this pickling is that you'll use both the pickling liquid and the shallots themselves to give some really much needed acidity to the dish. It also makes it so that the shallots are not super spicy or like dragon breath-y. So it's an added bonus and a super genius trick. So just gonna get these in a pretty fine dice. All right, so gonna take these chopped shallots, just pop them into a bowl. Put some vinegar on top. Just apple cider is good because it's a little bit sweet and mild. A healthy amount of salt. Again, you could measure it, but I'm not. And you, again, like want this very robustly salty. The salt will help draw some of the spiciness, make them even tastier and more concentrated. Just stirring it together. And then we're gonna set it aside. And we'll come back to this in a little bit. In the meantime, I'm gonna check on my potatoes. And I am not super precious about how I check for doneness. I kind of just stick a knife in there. And if it comes back without a lot of resistance, then I know that the potatoes are done. It slides in very easily. I think they're ready to go. And I can go and drain them. Okay, so I have a pot of water that's coming up to a boil right here for the poached eggs that we're gonna do in just a minute. While it comes to a boil, I'm going to season the potatoes and start mixing together our salad. So right here, have my potatoes. I'm going to start by draining the shallot pickling liquid all over them. And you'll wanna do this kind of evenly. Save the shallots themselves for a little bit later, but you basically just want to let the potatoes really absorb all of the flavor of the vinegar and the shallots and the salt and really season from the inside out. And I'm gonna take some olive oil and drizzle on top of it too, in the same way that I did the pickling liquid, just so again, the potatoes can absorb some of that richness and fruitiness from the olive oil. And these guys are pretty well seasoned already, but I think, you know, potatoes can take a lot of salt and you really want to make sure they're very, very well seasoned. So I'm gonna put some more salt on here and some pepper just to taste. And you also don't want them to break apart too much. So just be gentle as you're kind of evenly distributing the seasoning. Now I have two bunches of herbs here. I have a bunch of parsley and a bunch of cilantro, and they're roughly chopped. You want to just make sure that it's not too finely chopped. When you too finely chop herbs, they kind of get slimy. We don't want that. We also want lots of bursts of flavor throughout from the distinct herbs and big pieces of different sizes. So I'm gonna put some parsley in here and kind of sprinkle it evenly all over. Then I'm gonna do the same with our cilantro. I'm just gonna start putting all of our dressing ingredients, which we're gonna build right here in the bowl. So I'm gonna start with some full fat tangy yogurt, kind of drizzle it across. We have a full cup here, but I think with the salad, so much of it is gonna be up to your taste and up to your, you know, preferences. You can use as much or as little as you want. Then gonna add some really delicious tangy aioli. Just kind of get that all kind of where in the pockets where the yogurt didn't go, so that there's kind of like little bits of flavor of different flavors from the dressing throughout. Then I'm gonna finally, it's time for the shallots to shine. and gonna put, kind of distribute the shallots around. I really like the sort of sweetness and at the same time bite that these shallots bring. So I'm probably gonna use all of them, but you can really use as much or as little as you like. And then, you know, let's just go for it. We're gonna go full shallot ahead. Then one of my favorite ingredients because they're so briny and yeah, just like little bursts of flavor. And some capers. So I'm gonna just kind of, again, like be really deliberate about not letting too much of them go into one spot. And then I think what I'm gonna do is just kind of toss it together. Monifa recommends that you do this with your hands so that you're a little bit more gentle with it, which like I'm totally down with, but a spoon also works if that's your thing. So I'm gonna just get in there and try really gently and carefully to toss this with some restraint. You don't want to mash the potatoes. You don't want anything to be like too homogeneous. You want like little pockets of flavor everywhere. All right, so water has come up to a boil. I'm going to poach 8 eggs in 2 batches. To let each batch kind of get its own space in the pot and make sure that they are super even and not messy. Some people tell you to swirl around the water. I'm gonna try the swirling thing if that's helped. me in the past, and then just very carefully crack in the egg. And it centripetal force, you know, physics, it helps with keep the egg like really in a good eggy shape. I'm gonna try second guy. Give it another stir. Try the third in here. Ooh. And then the fourth. All right. So we are gonna give those just a few minutes. Went at a simmer so that they kind of firm up on the outside, but then they're really lovely and jammy on the inside. Because what we're gonna do, spoiler alert, we're going to break them up on top of the potato salad, and the yolks are gonna become part of the dressing, making it even more luscious and rich and delicious. So you might have seen hard-boiled eggs in your potato salad of yore, but this is a really much tastier spin on it, I think. So our eggs are looking good and pretty ready, so I'm going to just fish them out of the pot with a slotted spoon. I have a silicone one here because it's extra flexible, and then kind of drain them as best as you can, but don't worry too much about it because we're gonna plop them on a paper towel lined, or just really any towel lined, plate or sheet pan for them to dry a little bit. And then it's really important that you season them now while they're still sort of hot so they absorb all of the seasoning really well. So just gonna sprinkle some salt on top and then it'll be time to put them on the salad. All right, so our eggs are cool enough to handle. I'm just gonna dress our salad with them and get some herbs on, and then it's time to taste. Gonna just gently stick these on, kind of dot them around the salad and kind of split them into four. It doesn't have to be super exact, just big identifiable rustic pieces. Then we'll very gently incorporate them just a little bit into the rest of the salad so they get some of that dressing and really tasty seasonings that we've put in here. Pro tip, Monifa told me that the recipe developer gave me a really great tip to just almost undermix. Just don't mix too much because you really want everything to be super intact and you want to be able to see all of the elements of the salad. So that's pretty much it. Just gonna leave it as it is. And then garnish with a couple of other herbs. So we have, just as a recap, we have cilantro and parsley in here, but we're gonna put some dill and tarragon in there for some added freshness. And they're slightly more delicate herbs, so just garnishing with them is totally fine. Again, I feel like this recipe is truly choose your own adventure. She instructs us to keep a whole bunch of dill on there, but like if you don't love dill, then use less. So I have some tarragon and it's gonna be a similar kind of vibe. I'm just removing the woody stems, but otherwise roughly tearing and scattering across. And you can keep a little extra of these herbs to kind of top off as you're eating if you are, you know, like me, herb obsessed. So that's looking pretty good. So we are ready to taste our best potato salad ever. I'm gonna just spoon some of it onto a plate here, making sure to get all those eggs, lots of little bits of capers and shallots. That is so good. It is bright and herbaceous and really fresh tasting, but also you have that really rich, unctuous quality of the egg yolks and olive oil and aioli and yogurt. It's a little bit tangy, has just the right amount of salt, and really it's just so well balanced and really, really tasty. I can safely say I am a potato salad convert, but maybe only for this one. Don't tell the others.
Thanks for listening. And thank you so much to Brenda Iyer for making the best potato salad ever from Chef Monifa Dayo.
This week's episode was put together by Amy Schuster, Harry Sultan, Paul Schuler, and Emily Hanhan. If you have a favorite time-saving cooking technique, I would love to hear about it at genius@food52.com or just tag me on Instagram @McGlorious. And if you like the Genius Recipe Tapes and the Food 52 Podcast Network, the very best thing that you can do to support us and to help other people find the show is to take a moment to leave us a 5-star rating or review. Thanks so much. Talk to you next week.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list. Whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course. With so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.